Hey there, my name's Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. If you've been following my channel for a while, you will know that when I review devices, let's say like the Raspberry Pi or the Jetson Nano, and I need to record some video output, I actually just use my camera to record what's coming out on a monitor. And that's not necessarily the best way to do it. And the main reason for that was I didn't have a HDMI capture device of some kind. Well, I didn't have, now I do. I've actually got hold of this device called the ATEN Cam Live Plus. The Cam Live Plus allows me to record HDMI output, which will help improve these videos. So I thought I would do a quick review of this device and a quick how you use it kind of guide, so you know what I'll be using and you'll know whether this is any good for you in the future as well. Okay, if you want to find out more, please let me explain. First of all, I would like to thank ATEN for sending me this device to review. This is not a sponsored video and there are no affiliate links in the description. This is just about what I think about this device. Now, the first thing I have to say is I had in my mind quite a complicated video about how you set it up and how you use it. And I'm sure there must be some tricks that you have to do to get it to work properly. But in fact, this video is really, really simple because it just works. It's rare to say that about bits of electronics and bits of gadgetry, but it just works. So let me quickly show you the device. So on the device, there are four ports. There's HDMI in and HDMI out. And then there is a power, USB-C power and USB-C output. And literally, if you want to record the output from a device, let's say like the Raspberry Pi, that's HDMI output, you plug that into the in port. And then if you want to also see that output on a monitor, you use the output port to connect it to the monitor. So basically, you put it in line in the HDMI circuit, as it were, two HDMI cables, one going from the device to the Cam Live Plus, one going from the Cam Live Plus back to your monitor. And then all you do is use the output USB-C and you connect that to a PC or a laptop. I use my MacBook Air with the M1 processor, USB-C direct to USB-C. I then went into QuickTime and just recorded a new movie. You select the input source to be this Cam Live Plus box. It acts like a kind of a webcam. You just record it and that's it, it just works. You literally just plug it in and it works. It also has the added advantage that you can use USB-C power through it. That means that if you connect a power delivery USB-C device to the USB power plug, then that also goes down the cable to my Mac. So not only is it charging the Mac, it's also then using it as a recording source. So I can actually leave it pretty much set up this way so I can then record anything I need for HDMI whenever I want and my Mac is still being charged. Pretty simple, really. And really, that could be the end of the video. However, I will just point out one thing. Because it does have these mounting screws that you can use for mounting on tripods and the other kind of riggings that you get around cameras, this can also be used to record the output from a video camera. So I connected it up to my Canon EOS camera, and then I actually used a hot shoe to tripod mount adapter, so I was able to mount it on the top. And then the same thing, you can just take the HDMI output from the camera, put it into this, and then you take the USB output, and you could record it onto a laptop. You can also record it onto an Android device. Now, using an Android device, it was a bit more difficult. There's nothing to do with the Cam Live Plus device. This is because you have to use some third-party software that can record the USB video signal coming into your phone. Now, I used a Camerafy 2, couple of quick problems. One is it doesn't work with Android 10, so I had to find an older phone. In this case, it was my Galaxy Note 8. That was able to work with it okay. And I did have to play around with a few of the settings on the camera, NTSC, PAL, and things like that to get it to work properly. There's a button you press on the side of the Cam Live Plus to say that you're using the phone, and that's it. You're then able to use it and record directly onto your phone. Now, me personally, I probably won't use that very much. However, it is an option if that's something you're looking for. However, me, really, it is about recording devices and PCs and things so I can capture the output and give you guys a nice crystal clear capture on my videos here. Okay, that's it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. Best thing is not to rely on the YouTube recommendation algorithm, but to subscribe to the channel and hit that bell notification icon. Also, please don't forget to sign up to my newsletter. I have a newsletter where I do a roundup of all the stuff I've been doing and a roundup for all the things that are happening in the tech world. Go to GaryExplains.com and sign up there. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.